This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sweden faces weeks of uncertainty after its mainstream center-left and center-right blocs emerged from the election in a dead heat, while the far-right made sweeping gains. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Sweden's far-right celebrating a surge of support after Sunday's election. The Sweden Democrats, which has roots in the white supremacist fringe, upsetting centuries of consensus between the country's two traditional blocs. They've taken votes at the expense of the big parties, and the nation now faces weeks of political uncertainty. The ruling centre-left bloc now commands only a two-seat lead over the centre-right alliance. But if talks between the two big blocs fall through, the Sweden Democrats could get a seat at the negotiating table. They're expected to take home 17% of the vote.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Sweden Democrats leader Jimmy Åkesson assured supporters the party will gain a, quote, huge influence in the country during the coming months and years. Notably, they want out of the European Union and to freeze immigration. A suicide car bomb rammed into a local government office in Somalia's capital on Monday, killing at least six people in an attack claimed by Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab. At least two people were killed and 10 others injured when gunmen attacked the headquarters of Libya's state oil firm Monday. Witnesses say the building near Tripoli's city center had caught fire and was surrounded by security forces. It was the first attack of its kind against managers of Libya's National Oil Corporation. A deterrence force spokesman said the situation was under control, but security forces continue to look for gunmen inside the building. Two gunmen have also reportedly been killed. No group immediately claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. In Syria, Russian and Syrian warplanes struck at rebel targets in both Idlib and Hama provinces. According to rescuers and residents, barrel bombs filled with explosives and shrapnel were dropped on villages and hamlets in southern Idlib. In Washington, Vice President Mike Pence, appearing on Fox News Sunday, had a warning for both Damascus and Moscow.
We all know what happened in Aleppo. We're watching it all very closely. But what's different with President Trump from President Obama, as this president drew a red line and enforced it on chemical weapons. President Obama drew a red line, said, no, you can't use chemical weapons, and then allowed Assad in Syria to go forward and victimize countless civilians.
Pence also said the U.S. is watching the conventional buildup as well to ensure another humanitarian catastrophe does not occur. Two British tourists are thought to be among those injured in a Sunday night knife attack in Paris. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A French judicial official says an investigation has been opened for attempted murders after seven people were injured in a knife attack in central Paris late Sunday. Four of the seven have serious injuries, including one person who's in a life-threatening condition. The official says the attacker, who was injured too and then arrested, is believed to be an Afghan national. The official added that terrorist motives are not suspected at this stage of the probe. Paris police haven't provided any information about the identities of the injured, but two are known to be British tourists. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe held a meeting Monday ahead of the Eastern Economic Forum in Vladivostok. The two leaders discussed successes achieved in the Japanese-Russian economic relations over the past few years. Rapidly intensifying Hurricane Florence could strike the East Coast by Thursday, according to forecasters, who said it's too early to know the exact path of the storm. Forecasters said Florence was expected to become an extremely dangerous major hurricane sometime Monday and remain that way for days. National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist Daniel Brown says it's hard to say exactly where the hurricane will make landfall.
Residents essentially from Georgia through the Carolinas and even into the Mid-Atlantic states need to be paying close attention to the forecast for Florence.
Governors of North and South Carolina and Virginia declared states of emergency far ahead of the approaching storm. And we have many more stories on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.